Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About It section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. It is the end of 2019, almost 2020. I can't believe it's almost 2020. I actually remember very vividly when it was 1999 going into 2000. 2020 seems so far off, and here we are. And the end of the year is usually a good time to look back, to reflect on the previous year, and to think about the upcoming year. So we're going to do this in reverse order. In this episode, I'm going to be actually offering you four questions for 2020, four things that you can be thinking about over the coming year, things that you can consider going into the new year to help you shape your goals, your ambitions, the things that you want to do this year, the kinds of experiences you want to have over the course of 2020. I think it's really important that we think about these things in advance. You know, it's so easy to set goals arbitrarily without really stepping back to look at the big picture and ask, how does all this fit together to make sure that I'm navigating toward the kind of life that I want to navigate toward as a creative professional, as an individual, as somebody who is moving through the world, right? What kind of life do I want to craft? What kinds of things do I want to make? What kind of experiences do I want to have? So I'm going to offer you today four questions for 2020. This is a topic that we revisit usually every couple of years. The last time we did it was in 2017 going into 2018. We're going to do it 2019 going into 2020. Today, four questions for 2020. There's a worksheet. If you want to download the worksheet, just go to accidentalcreative.com/2020 and you can download this worksheet and a transcript of today's episode to help you ask these questions. Before we dive in, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So as creative pros, we are in the business of turning clever ideas into value. That's what we do. But the thing is, great ideas take time and great creative takes time to cultivate. Running a business doesn't always allow enough time to do that creative work that you actually want to do and that you're being paid to do. And that's where FreshBooks can help. FreshBooks is accounting software designed for creative pros like you and like me. It's so easy to use that you'll save up to 16 hours a month on time-consuming admin and paperwork, which means more time to let your creativity flourish. FreshBooks is packed with time-saving features. You can create and send branded invoices in about 30 seconds. They look great. They are perfectly on brand. Fantastic. So easy to interact with. You can set up ACH and credit card payments right on your invoices and get paid up to two times faster. You can snap photos of receipts from your phone to make managing expenses a million times faster. And when tax time rolls around, you can export tidy reports for expenses, for invoice details, and sales tax to make working with your accountant an absolute breeze. So allocate more time to creating and let FreshBooks do the boring accounting and bookkeeping stuff. You have better things to do. We love FreshBooks at Accidental Creative. We use it. We love it. Our clients love it. It is so easy to use and you're going to love it too. Right now, we're offering listeners a 30-day free trial of FreshBooks. No credit card required. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About It section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About It section. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, it is the start of a new year, and of course, that means many people are beginning to think about where they want their life and their work to go over the coming months. Now, it's easy to use this season to set big goals, to make big plans, you know, do things that are sort of, you know, this year I'm going to climb a mountain, right? But I often find that even my best plans are thrown by unexpected opportunities and obstacles. And yes, it's important to have objectives and to have a strategy for executing them, but I want to challenge you to consider a roundabout way of getting to them. You know, I want you to, instead of just simply writing a list of goals, I want you to begin with a set of questions that might help you think about the upcoming year in a new way. So on today's episode, we're going to share with you four questions that I ask myself each year to help me gain clarity about where I'd like my next handful of months to go. Now, this episode will skew a little more personal than many of our episodes, you know, where we talk about leadership, we talk about strategy, things like that. But these same questions can apply to your work life as well. You know, I'd encourage you to step back and consider your life as a whole, using these questions as a framework before jumping into goal setting or the making of resolutions or whatever else you do at the beginning of the year, right? Instead, let these questions frame up your thinking about the upcoming year. When you consider your goals for the upcoming year, it's tempting to build on where you already are instead of considering alternatives that aren't even in view yet. And this means that you might slip into incrementalism at the expense of breakthrough. There's nothing wrong with incrementalism. It's fine unless it causes you to overlook ambitions that you aren't even aware of because you weren't paying attention to them. So these four questions will help you consider ambitions that you might have but haven't listened to in a while because they simply seemed impractical. Now, here's a full disclaimer before we dive into these questions. I'm not certain where these questions came from, and it's entirely possible that I lifted them from someone else at some point. So I want to be very clear about that. I've been doing this for a very long time, asking these questions, and I don't remember ever reading them somewhere, but it's very possible. So my first record of them is in old journals. So if this framework is from someone else, my apologies. And if I ever find out, I will give you full credit for it. It's just that I went back to my old journals, was looking through, and I saw these questions and I was asking these questions. So please let me know if these are your questions or if you've read these somewhere else before, let me know and I'll give you full credit. But in the meantime, here are four questions to ask yourself going into the new year. All right, question number one, what do I want to experience? So consider the kinds of experiences that you'd like to have this year. How do you want to feel? What types of settings do you want to find yourself in? So for example, in 2016, a couple of years ago, one of my responses to this question was that I wanted to feel useful more often. I find that I'm very motivated when I can serve a specific need that helps other people in the moment. And I often experience this when I'm speaking at a conference or when I'm, you know, working with a team, but I also wanted to experience it on a more regular basis in my life, not just in the 40 or so keynote talks that I give a year. So as a result, I sought out some ways of getting directly involved in my local community, of taking on new tasks that gave me an immediate sense of being helpful, and of creating things that served other people. And it's been great for me over the last couple of years because I've felt more of that sense of being helpful consistently on a consistent basis. So what is that for you? What kinds of experiences do you want to have over the coming year? Do you want to experience more presence throughout your day? Do you want to experience mastery of some kind of skill? What does it look like for you over the coming year? What do you want to experience? All right, question number two, where do I want to go? Now, this was a little more tactile, right? So where would you like to go in the new year? Now, I'm fortunate that I get to travel all over to dozens of cities every year all over the world. But even with that, I often don't get to experience the places I visit. You know, I'm on the plane, I go to the hotel, I go to the venue, I go to the airport, I go to the home in a matter of hours. I think at one point this year, I was in like three or four cities in a matter of like 2 days, right? So it's just boom, 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 boom. So a couple of years ago, I decided I wanted to more regularly experience the places that I visit. I plan a little extra time sometimes around my core responsibilities in order to enable that. So if I'm going to go to the West Coast, like I went to San Diego a month or so ago, you know, I go in a little bit early the day before. So I have a little bit of time to experience that, you know. You know, if I want to be on a mountain, if I want to go to the desert, you know, if I want to go someplace with my wife, you know, something, spend time in the ocean, go into the woods more often, just kind of be in nature. You know, I want to be more intentional about experiencing those things. So here's what I encourage you to consider. You know, it's so easy when you're busy, when you've got a lot of work to do, maybe you travel for business, it's really easy to slip into a place where you're just being very utilitarian. You're just kind of getting from place to place. You're just kind of moving through your life, but you're not really experiencing those places. So where do you want to go in the new year? What kind of places would you like to travel? What kind of experiences would you like to have? I encourage you to spend a little bit of time thinking about this. Your answers might surprise you. You might realize, you know what? I really love being in nature, but I'm locked inside because of the nature of my work. I just haven't really had a chance to be in nature much. I need to discipline myself once a week to get out into nature in some way and just kind of be on a trail or be doing something. It could be the opposite. It could be that you live in a very rural environment and you say, you know what? I want to go into the city because of the stimulus. I need to be in the city a day a week so that I can experience the kind of stimulus that only a city can offer. What is that for you? Where do you want to go this year? And what would that look like for you to implement consistently? All right. The third question is, what do I want to learn? So take some time to consider the kinds of new insights that you want to have in the new year. What subjects do you want to explore? What areas of curiosity have you placed on the back burner so that you could get around to more practical things, but you really would love to pursue those? So a couple of years ago, one of my answers to this was, I want to meditate well and I want to meditate consistently. While I'm not always as consistent as I'd like, intentional meditation has become one of my core practices. It's made a huge difference in my emotional engagement, my ability to handle stress without discounting it. You know, because sometimes when I feel stressed. I don't know about you, but my natural tendency is to just dismiss it or ignore it or to push through it instead of letting myself feel it and deal with it. And so, you know, it helps me be more present by starting my day, having a bit of time blocked off to just focus, to be present, to just allow dots to connect mentally, right? So what topics are you going to pursue in the new year? What kind of skills do you want to learn? How are you going to stoke and satisfy your curiosity? It's, again, this isn't something that I'm just throwing out there as a, hey, as the year goes on, think about these things. No, I encourage you to sit down, take some time, consider, plan your year, right? Think about what kinds of things you want to learn this year to make you more effective. And then finally, how do I want to change? Now, this final question is really key because I think it's the best measure of success or failure. How do you want to be different at the end of this new year? What kinds of transformations do you want to go through? What do you want to mark? Change of behavior, change of attitude? Like, how are you going to mark that? What is that going to look like for you? So a couple of years ago, as I mentioned, I had a handful of answers for this. I wrote that I wanted to learn to be more playful and less intense. And this is something that used to be very descriptive of how I, like a long, long time ago, is much more playful, less intense. But I find that sometimes it's easy for me to lose touch with that playfulness and I become more demanding of myself. I want to be more here and now, less then and there, which is a problem. I think for some of us who tend to think about the future, we tend to think about what's coming instead of what's here and what's now. It's part of my natural tendency to look for patterns and ideas, and I find my mind drifting off and I struggle to be present. And so that was something I wanted to change. And I think I've done that in large part. I think I've become better at that. How are you going to change in the upcoming year? What do you want to be different about yourself when you look at 2021 versus when you're looking at 2020? How will you be different when you go through this exercise again in 12 months? So again, if you want a worksheet to help you do this exercise, just visit accidentalcreative.com/newyear. Again, those four questions are, what do I want to experience? What do I want to learn? Where do I want to go? How do I want to change? accidentalcreative.com/newyear is where you can get a worksheet to help you. Set aside a few hours for this exercise so you can give it the kind of attention it deserves. Go to a coffee shop, get away from, I know probably a lot of you have family coming in for the holidays, but get away from the family for a couple of hours, go someplace, sit, think about this. By simply writing these answers down, you create a kind of accountability for yourself, right? And most of the things that you write down, you're going to find are going to happen because just by writing them down, by thinking about it, by writing them down, you're creating accountability for yourself. If you don't have an intentional process, it's much less likely to happen. So set aside time to consider these four questions and where they're going to take you in the new year. You're going to be a different person this time next year, whether you're intentional about it or not. Make sure that the person you're becoming is the person that you intended to become. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com. It's my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you're in the world. We'll see you next time.